With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump's latest run-in with the media was with a British broadcaster. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
A lawyer for the president sent a letter to the BBC last week demanding an apology for a misleading edit and threatening a $1 billion lawsuit. The network has since apologized, but said it strongly disagreed that there was a basis for a defamation case. Donald Trump has a long history of suing news outlets, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, CNN, ABC, and CBS. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has killed tariffs on beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and a broad swath of other commodities. The move comes amid mounting pressure to combat rising consumer prices. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says the GOP needs to do a better job explaining how the administration's policies are cutting inflation.
It is about being able to articulate the fact that these tax cuts were protected by Republicans, that SNAP benefits and WIC benefits are protected by Republicans. It's about bolstering a system that works and not rewarding one that doesn't. That's always a tougher conversation to have because it's not as emotionally based. It's why Zoran Mondami, even if all he said was affordability over and over.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Immigration enforcement agents targeting Charlotte, North Carolina. The Trump administration confirmed yesterday that a surge of immigration enforcement is going on in the city. Agents seen making arrests in multiple locations. An unusually strong storm system, an atmospheric river, has doused Southern California, prompting flood warnings in areas of coastal L.A. County that recently were ravaged by wildfires. This is SRN News. The Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, has launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of incoming Mayor Zoran Mamdani. The ADL says the goal is to, quote, protect Jewish residents across the five boroughs during a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City. Many Jews are concerned about Mamdani, who was a harsh critic of Israel and has voiced support for the Global Intifada. A conservative pro-Israel newspaper, The Jewish Voice, depicts the city's Jewish community bracing for an exodus. New York has the largest Jewish population of any U.S. city. The world's dwindling community of Holocaust survivors is issuing a warning about the current surge in global anti-Semitism. Walter Bingham, who was 14 years old when the Holocaust began, says, quote, "We live in an era equivalent to 1938, where synagogues are burned and people in the streets are attacked. Assaults on Jews have increased dramatically since 2023. This is SRN News. School crossings are more dangerous than most of us realize, and especially for adult guards. An investigation released by the AP and Cox Media Group documents injuries to hundreds of school crossing guards all across this country, many of them of retirement age and older. After being hit by a car, dozens have lost their lives.
In New Jersey, state officials recognized a trend with crossing guard injuries and deaths and implemented a program focused on their safety. Justin Baker is New Jersey's Assistant State Labor Commissioner.
Even if they do everything right, it doesn't always prevent a motorist from, you know, not paying attention or being distracted.
Massachusetts has a similar endeavor, where the Department of Health conducts investigations focused on crossing guard fatalities and produces reports with recommendations for improvement. The Massachusetts Department of Labor Standards is tasked with implementing these changes. I'm Haya Punjwani.
This is SRN News.